Now, when I was working in Uganda, I was a volunteer, so I had killed my credit cards. I had no money. So the Rotary Club in my hometown organised 15 volunteers to bring the money across here to build the first building. I couldn't come because I couldn't afford the plane ticket. But my husband looked after them, and they had tents up, and they built the very first classrooms. That was in about 2001. And then I came across in the middle of 2001, and I'd sold my car, paid off all my bills, closed my bank accounts. I had $200 left over, and not a fear in the world. You know, I just wouldn't do that now. But, you know, it was just, you know, it'll be all right. Gosh, you know, I was so naive. It's been bloody hard. So anyway, so we came across in the middle of 2001 and had 6 months getting the school ready. So we had a container come from Australia, and it had desks, chairs, textbooks, library books, pens, pencils, enough for us to live out of for a few years. Then in 2003, I had three sponsors. 2002, January came, and we wanted to open the school in 2002, and I found three sponsors. So each of the children in our school is sponsored by somebody. It means that my job is to find a Westerner who is willing to foot the bill of the school fees on behalf of a child here. So what we do is we find children who are very bright but very poor, and that combination is very difficult to find. Last year we had over 10,000 applications. It takes us about 6 months to go through them all. There's lots of entrance tests, poverty tests, but then we take 150 each year, new ones. Anyway, so we had three sponsors to begin with in 2002. Obviously, they were close friends and family, yes. Who, you know, couldn't say no to me. But, you know, I'm proud to say that those first three sponsors get the same feedback now that we have. We have a bit over 4,000 on the books. And there's now three schools, and we've got 1,600 children from primary to secondary. Wow. The kids that we started the school with are now in Form 4. So we've got two more years. So we grow, we add a year every time, each year. So in 2002, we had grade one. In 2003, we had grade one and grade two. In 2004, we had grade one, grade two, grade three. So we've grown with our eldest year. So we've got two more years of building, and then we're over. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah, but the school's, you know, running pretty much by themselves now. I only work about 20%, 30% of the time. I help a lot with the marketing, the fundraising, and liaising with visitors.